for one and one for another. With the name of love above all others. And every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour is presented on Relevant Radio by Stinson Electric, your trusted electrical advisor solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, and I hope you are having a fantastic day in the Lord. Hope things are turning around in your life. And I know that, our co-host Corey Regan is not here today, Paul.
No, she's not, but she had her baby, and I thought everybody would like to know her baby was a girl, and her name is Conway Morgan Regan.
Sounds like a country.
Apparently, there's some family significance to the
name. We saw pictures of the baby, and unfortunately, in radio, you can't see those pictures right now, but it's a beautiful baby girl, and we want to continue to pray for Corey, and she'll be back one of these days, and we're looking forward to that. We have a great show today. It's kind of a preparation show for that big event that we've been talking about, October 3rd and 4th. That's Friday the 3rd and Saturday the 4th. It's our great big Rediscover celebration, and we are so excited about it. I want to introduce you to someone who is really important in this celebration. Many of you know about her through her various work in the Twin Cities, and she actually helped get Bible studies going a long time ago. But she is the chair of this year's Rediscover celebration event, Crystal Crocker. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
We are going to have a good show today because we want to talk about what's actually going to happen at this Rediscover event. And we're also going to call on people to help us to get people registered and to come on out. We're going to be at the Minneapolis Convention Center, October 3rd and 4th. Friday night is for young adults. Saturday, we have a complete whole program with an anticipatory mass at the end that the whole family can attend, and that's on Saturday night. But you've been working very, very hard at getting this going. How is it going?
It's going very well, and yes, I'm working very hard because it's really important. I think this is a big celebration. It's a Catholic celebration. It's for families, young adults, grandparents, kids of all ages, and to come together and to celebrate our faith. But not only that, to look forward to the new evangelization. And I'd like to take the opportunity to thank you, Jeff, for answering God's call and saying yes to be the new director of evangelization in this archdiocese. It's so important. We've been looking for that new evangelization, that new springtime we've been hearing about. And now we have you as the director to lead the way with your vision, your knowledge, and your zeal to bring Jesus to the faithful and to the world. So this celebration is a beginning, and I just want to stress how wonderful it's going to be to bring all Catholics together to celebrate, but then also to learn more about what's coming after the celebration with this new evangelization. People shouldn't miss it. They want to be a part of this.
Get in on the ground floor.
Absolutely, right. Because this is going to be so fulfilling for all to come together and to be renewed in our faith and to hear wonderful speakers and inspiring music and to take part in this exciting opportunity to then hear more about what's coming up.
Our theme this year is very exciting. It's the horizon of hope.
Yes.
And people need hope. You know, Hebrews 6:19 says that hope is an anchor for the soul. And I know, you know, a lot of our listeners are struggling in their life with various things, and they need that anchor. And that's what we're going to focus on. The day of October 4th, that Saturday, is really going to be a full day. And you mentioned it's a starting point. It's a launching point.
Yeah.
And what Crystal is talking about there is that in our conference, we're going to be announcing some new initiatives kind of like Apple with the iPhone, you know, announcing that. We got some things like that. Only better.
Yeah.
We're going to be announcing some great initiatives, not only in the area of women's evangelization, but in the area of men and grandparents.
Correct. Yeah. Everybody. No one's left out.
No.
In this celebration. And that's why everybody needs to come and be part of it, because it is now our time to build something new, and for the laity to come together, for families to come together and to be part of this and build something new. God wants to do something big, and we can feel the Holy Spirit. You and I have been working together as we've gone out and talked to people, talked to Rediscover leaders, talking to pastors, and, you know, people are a little bit disillusioned about where we are right now, but once they hear about the vision and the plans that we have, they are so renewed and energized and mobilized to go out and evangelize.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you how to register for the event. You simply have to go to rediscover-faith.org, rediscover-faith.org, and register the whole family. A little bit later on here on the show, we're going to be talking with Lisa Braunschweig, and we're going to be talking with my wife Emily about the kids portion.
Correct.
Of the program. We're also going to be talking with Pat Millay about the teens. But I want to mention one thing, and that is that this Sunday around the Archdiocese, that is the 6th and 7th
yep.
of September, parishes are going to get the drive out there. They're going to get the registrations going, and we have many fine pastors who are going to be mentioning it, and people will actually have an opportunity to get cards to fill, or to cards that will tell them how to sign up for the event. Yeah. But what I want to say is this: if your parish this weekend doesn't talk about the Rediscover celebration, or you don't see it in the bulletin, you need to give me a call. I'm going to give you a number in just a minute here, but you need to give me a call, because we will help you get the materials. We'll get the bulletin announcement. Maybe God is going to use you to get the word out. And maybe somebody that is going to come as a result of your work in the parish, maybe their life will be changed. Maybe their marriage will be turned around. Maybe their children will turn their life around. So I want to give you that number. If you don't hear anything in your parish about the celebration this weekend, then call 651-291-4411. I'll say that again. It's 651-291-4411.
Yes, this weekend is a big weekend for the registration. Many people, Rediscover leaders and pastors, have been informed about it, and we've made pew cards. We have email invitations that people can pass on. This is the weekend. Everybody is back from their summer vacations. They're back in school, and we want everybody now to turn their focus towards Jesus, coming in and celebrating all things Catholic with your family. Bring the grandparents, mm-hmm. bring the kids.
You know, I was talking, Crystal, to someone just the other day, a couple days ago, and they were saying, you know, things are tough in our life right now, and things are tough in the Archdiocese.
Sure.
You know, you've seen the media.
Yeah.
We hear about it. Well, you got two options. One, you can run away.
Yeah.
Or two, you can do something about it.
Right.
But here's the thing. If you choose not to do anything mm-hmm. and to put a good face on what's happening in some good initiatives that are taking place, then what you're going to do is you're basically handing it on to your children and your children's children, saying, you deal with it.
Right, yeah.
You deal with it. Well, you know what? This is our time, as you said. This is our time to step up to the plate and to worship the Lord and to obey Him and to do His mission. And our children are watching, and our grandchildren are watching. And so this is our time.
Yeah.
We're on stage right now.
Yeah. And if you want to make a difference,
right?
If you want to make a difference, the time is now. This is it.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit later on, Crystal,
sure.
on the show, and talk about some other aspects of it. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. And we're coming up after the break. We're going to talk with Emily Cavins. That's my wife. And Lisa.
You have met her before.
I have, yeah. for 36 years. And Lisa Braunschweig. They put together an incredible program for kids for the celebration. And we're going to talk about that.
Rediscover.
Hi, this is Paul Archambault, owner of Stinson Electric, and we are the proud sponsor of the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a Catholic, family-owned company that serves the electrical construction and repair needs of local businesses, churches, and schools. Our faith and our motto of quality, integrity, and service guides our business decisions every day. For small projects, troubleshooting a circuit, or installing an outlet or light fixtures, we have a fleet of service trucks that are staffed by licensed electricians who are knowledgeable, courteous, and efficient. They have the latest technology to diagnose and repair your electrical problem. For larger projects such as new building, building additions, or relocating equipment, we'll help you design, budget, and build the project. Stinson Electric would like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I would welcome the opportunity to meet with you and discuss your electrical need. Call Stinson Electric 612-424-7382.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins. Corey Regan is gone this week. She's taking care of that beautiful newborn baby girl.
We've seen the pictures, and she is gorgeous.
She is. She's a beautiful
Conway baby. Morgan Regan.
Hey, I'm joined with joined by Crystal Crocker, who's the chair of this year's celebration event, which is going to take place October 3rd and 4th. We have something for the entire family this year, starting with the kids. And when you register, you can register your kids. And this year, they're going to learn salvation history. They're going to learn the Bible. And I'd like to introduce to you not only my wife, but Lisa Braumschweig and longtime friends. Longtime friends. They've been working on a Bible study for children for years and years and years. And this year, they said, why not bring it to the celebration and get these kids into Scripture? Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks so much. Good to have you. Talk to me a little bit about what you have planned for the kids, and what ages are we talking about?
This is for the K through 6, and as people register, it'll delineate K through 6, but the classrooms are going to be multi-age classrooms, so siblings can stay together, because sometimes on a one-day event, you don't know different kids, and it makes it easy for the parents to bring their children to one classroom and pick them up from there, and then you can be with your big sister or big brother and be able to learn better, understanding the Scripture.
So what are you going to be going through? You have them for how many hours is it on that day?
We have them while the adults have the breakout sessions. Mm-hmm. The K through 6 program will be running from approximately 9 up till the time of Mass in the afternoon. And we have based it this year on the walk to Emmaus. And the Scripture verse we're basing it on, it says Luke 24:27, then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he, meaning Jesus, interpreted to them what referred to him in all the Scriptures. So we have a skit team that's going to be reenacting the road to Emmaus in each classroom. And from that springboard, we're going to be going through salvation history as though Jesus were teaching about himself, leading up to him.
That's great. And the materials that the kids are going to be using?
This is part of the curriculum that Lisa and I have developed over the years. Lisa is the DRE now at Nativity of Mary in Bloomington. Just recently got that
post. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thanks. I'm thrilled. Yeah, Emily and myself and Regina Neville and Linda Wandre have been working together off and on for the past almost 10 years on an exciting curriculum for children to teach salvation history to the kids, and it is modeled after the Bible Timeline by Jeff Cavins and published by Ascension Press. The Bible Timeline is, and we've taken and translated it into a version for kids. So what we've done here for the Rediscover Celebration is, in an effort to make Jesus known and loved, we believe that by knowing him in sacred Scripture, we can fall in love with him, and we hope to accomplish this by helping the children to learn the Bible stories and at the end of the day then sending them off to Mass with their families so that they can recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Emily Cavins and Lisa Braumschweig, and one of the problems that I've heard out in the wild out there over and over and over is parents saying, you know, we don't have anything for our children, and our children need to learn the Bible. When are we going to start teaching our children the Bible? Well, this is an opportunity, you know, for people to bring their kids to the big Catholic celebration October 3rd and 4th at the Minneapolis Convention Center, and for an entire day to learn salvation history. This is the opportunity that a lot of parents have been asking for.
Right. And we're excited. We have several teachers from different schools and parishes around the Archdiocese who are trained to work with children, and assistants to help make the classroom work well. We've got a variety of things for them to do, activities, games, and crafts, a skit, and the ever-essential bathroom break.
Well,
absolutely.
And you can go to rediscover-faith.org to register your kids. Also joining us is Crystal Crocker. She is the chair for this year's event. And Crystal, some parents wonder, what about safety? Minneapolis Convention Center, bringing their kids down there. What are we doing to ensure the safety of the kids?
Oh, it's very safe. The convention center and the way we've set it up is all the main activity where the adults will attend is on the main floor, and just outside the main doors is an escalator downstairs, and it is there will be security there guarding the classrooms along with all of we have an army of volunteers that are all trained, and they will be protecting this area so that the kids will be safely educated in the Road to Emmaus, this wonderful program. And I would like to add, too, that the two sessions, the morning session goes from 9 to 11:20, and that's the time when the adults will be in the main area, and they'll be hearing Archbishop Coakley speak and then going into some breakout sessions. And so during that time frame in the morning, 9 to 11:20, then that will be start a 90-minute lunch break. And then everybody that you can rejoin, you go retrieve your children and have lunch together as a family. And then we all return. You return your children to the classroom from 12:50 to 3:20 in the afternoon, while the adults grandparents are participating in other talks. Scott Hahn in the afternoon, and then other breakout sessions. So those two time frames are very well planned and orchestrated by Emily and Lisa. I've been so impressed. It's been really enjoyable to work with them. And my kids are a little older now, but I must say, parents, if you're driving right now, if you're cleaning the house, whatever you're doing, put it down and go register right now, because your kids, you just don't want to miss this. I have kids that played soccer and hockey and dance, and I know life is full and schedules are full, but if we want to really prioritize our lives and bring Jesus into the family, this is an opportunity. You won't remember the soccer game that they missed, but you will remember what happened in your life at the 2014 Rediscover Celebration.
That's rediscover-faith.org. Ladies, before our break, tell us what's the end game. What do you hope that the kids will get out of this experience on October 4th?
Definitely that they see the story of where they fit in into the church today, how Jesus has led them to him, and then we see him in the breaking of the bread during the Mass. I also want to mention last year the children's age groups were split out into a Latino section and an Anglo section, and this year it's all combined together, and we're really excited to be working with the children.
All the children will be together, whether they're from Spanish-speaking homes or English-speaking homes, so we're really excited about that. And you know, Jeff, I think when you know the salvation story, it's easy to fall in love with the Savior, and it's easy to see how you fit in, and that's what we want the kids to take away from this.
I appreciate it. I appreciate all the work you're putting into it. Once again, go to rediscover-faith.org. Get all of your kids signed up for it. Oh, you've got teens, you say? Well, coming up right after the break, Pat Millay is going to join us.
Yes.
And he's going to talk about some of the struggles of raising teens today and what they're going to do to bless your teens at this celebration event. We're going to talk about the internet. We're going to talk about how kids get into their own world, and you want to get into their world, and it's very, very frustrating.
Right.
So you're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We'll be back with Pat Millay right after this. Rediscover.
Rediscover. Trinity Sober Homes in the Twin Cities is bringing Catholic men back to the faith and a sober lifestyle. Father Martin Fleming founded Trinity Sober Homes and will be honored on September 18th with a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I'm Tim and I'm an alcoholic. 4 years ago, I came to Father Fleming, a broken man. His enthusiastic and loving approach to the Catholic faith and the popular 12-step program was key to my recovery. Today, I'm a college professor and have regained the love and respect of my adult children. I'm asking you to seriously consider funding Father Fleming's work to offer more men just like me the chance to return to the Catholic Church and become the men that God wants us to be.
Consider those in your life who've been affected by an addiction and how supporting Trinity Sober Homes may help them or others toward recovery. Although the event for Father Fleming is full, your support of their program is needed. Visit TrinitySoberHomes.org. TrinitySoberHomes.org.
But I sing your glory now. I sing your glory now. I sing your glory now and forever. I sing your glory now.
You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins. And we're talking today with Pat Millay. Pat is the youth minister at St. Michael's in Prior Lake, has been involved in youth ministry for a number of years, and is also going to be the host for our teens track at this year's Catholic Celebration, October 4th. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm thrilled to talk to you because I'm very interested in youth ministry. You know, a number of years ago, I had a television show, Life on the Rock, on EWTN, where we were constantly talking about youth issues. And one of the things that I hear from kids, which I think every generation has heard, is that times have changed, Dad. You know, things are different. And we want to talk about that just in a little bit, because I want parents to hear, have times changed? Or what are the issues that young people are facing today? And also, what can parents do, you know, to assist youth ministries around the Twin Cities? But tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in the Twin Cities, and what are you doing in Prior Lake?
Well, I'm the director of high school faith formation and youth ministry down at St. Michael in Prior Lake. I've been there for just about 4 years now, and in youth ministry, parish youth ministry, for about a decade, about 10 years. And it's a great blessing. There's a lot of challenges that come along with it, obviously, just like the challenges associated with parenting. But it's a great blessing to be able to spend great time with high schoolers and talk to them about the real deep desires of their heart and the course of their lives and what's important to them, and also to work with their families as well and to help parents through the tough times associated with adolescence as well. So we do lots of work with confirmation prep for the sacrament, with mission trips and other social justice efforts, with other kinds of formation for just day-to-day kind of Catholic teen existence.
Mm-hmm. You know, you as a parent, I have three daughters myself. One is grown. I have two in high school still. And I think a lot of parents, including myself, if you don't talk to your kids and really have that open channel with them, it becomes kind of a mystery as to what their life is about. I remember my high school years, but we didn't have Facebook and Twitter, and we didn't have instant access 24/7 to every friend and every topic and every movie in the world, you know, from the bedroom at night or on the bus on the way to school or whatever it might be. Give us kind of a sketch of a teen's life today and what they're facing as far as the big pressures and the decisions that they have to make.
Yeah, I think the word that I would use for just your normal average American teen's kind of minute-to-minute existence is overwhelming nowadays. There's a lot of pressure coming from a lot of different angles. I think the sources of that pressure are the same as they've always been. You know, pressure from parents to be successful and good and responsible, pressure from teachers to be smart and responsible, pressure from friends to be cool and trustworthy and all that stuff. But a lot of it is so amped up now because of the constant information that they're getting, not just about the world, but from their friends as well. Like you said, I mean, they can check out their Twitter feed and know immediately what somebody they've never talked to their high school did last night, mm-hmm. you know, or in reverse, the whole high school can know what they did last night if they're not careful with their own private lives. So typically from the time a high school teen wakes up, from the time they go to bed, they tend to feel this pressure, you know, to be better than they are and maybe better than they think they can be. And that's where they run into all kinds of issues with despair and self-doubt and things like that. So like I said, I don't think the sources have changed, but I think maybe the volume of mm-hmm. of pressure is a lot more substantial.
As I've talked to some parents about their teens, one of the things that I've noticed is different than my generation, which was back in the 70s, went to high school in the 70s, is that high school today is much, much more about preparing for your career at a younger age. You're looking at kids taking SATs many, many times to get that score up there. The pressure is on parents to kind of be their kids' agent, almost, you know, if you will, in getting their kids into a good school. And in a way, it seems like they're kind of missing high school in some ways. But also in sports. When I was in high school, I was a three-sport athlete. You know, all 3 years, it was just a matter of what are you going to play? What are you going to do? And today I'm running into families that are saying, no, he only plays hockey. And he does it year-round. No, she only plays volley. No, she only plays basketball, you know, baseball, whatever it might be. And I'm seeing kids with day planners and to-do lists and things. All of that is different than my generation, where it was much more relaxed. Is there a problem today with having our kids grow up so quick and taking on these very, very serious topics at such a young age?
Yeah, I think so. One of the most frustrating things I remember from early in youth ministry is I would go to some of the open houses that the public high school had near the parish that I was working, just to get to know the teachers and the families and kind of be a part of the community a little bit. And after the first open house, I left the building thinking, if I hear one more 10th grade teacher brag about how their sophomores are doing college level work, I'm going to lose my mind. Because it really makes me sad when we don't give kids of any age a chance to just be that age, mm-hmm. to be in high school. There's a lot of great things about high school, and there's a lot of things worth experiencing in high school. But I think high school teens tend to kind of wish that away, like they want to grow up faster than they really are. And we see that in a lot of times in the way that they dress, the way they talk, the way they act. They want to be older than they are. But we as parents, a lot of times we don't challenge that thought process very much, because like you mentioned, we want them to do classwork that's 3-4 levels above their grade. We want them to try to get a D1 scholarship in hockey or basketball or whatever, mm-hmm. To the detriment of their time with their friends or becoming a bit more of kind of a whole-minded person. There's a lot more focus on the future. And the sad part about that is, honestly, there's not much payoff for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, for every athlete that gets a Division I scholarship, there are thousands of high school athletes that put in the same amount of time mm-hmm. and the same amount of energy and don't get the payoff, quote unquote. Right. And I wouldn't say that's time wasted. Obviously, there's great things to learn from sports, just like in every other avenue of life. But I'm not sure that the payoff balances the investment. Mm-hmm.
If you were to talk to parents, which we are now, I have no grand illusions that all of the high school kids are listening on Friday morning to the broadcast mm-hmm. or Saturday or Sunday. But speak to parents for a moment about social media. And by social media, we mean Facebook. We mean Snapchat. We're dealing with Twitter and Instagram. What kind of effect is this having on kids? And if you were to talk to parents, what would you say to them about the use of social media, which it's not going away? I mean, this is part of our culture now. But what would you say to them about the effect that it's having on their children, and any guidelines that you would recommend from a Christian perspective?
Yeah, by all means. I do talk to parents about social media fairly often, because this can be a really scary thing for parents, I think. It's a language that high schoolers are incredibly fluent in.
It's a secret world.
It's absolutely. And that's the attraction to high schoolers. One of the things that I've predicted to friends and colleagues is that Facebook will be dead in 10 years mm-hmm. because Facebook has become something that parents are in, and high schoolers are not involved with Facebook anymore. And that's a bit of an exaggeration, but it's hard.
I can see it in my own girls. Mm-hmm. It's not the cool platform.
And honestly, there's metaphors in real life. You know, maybe 40, 50 years ago, if a high schooler wanted to get away from their parents and do stuff in secret, they would run off to an alley somewhere and, you know, go smoke a cigarette with their friends or something like that. Twitter now is that world. Uh-huh. And Snapchat is similar. Instagram is similar because their parents aren't there. So they can do whatever they want. They can have all kinds of kind of blunt, brutal, sometimes cruel honesty. They can make up whatever side of their personality they want to. And there's really no threat of repercussions, at least from their parents or other adults. Repercussions from peers is there. But to them, it's worth the risk a lot of times. So the first thing I can tell parents from a Christian perspective, what we hear from our Lord all the time is be not afraid. Social media, as you said, is here to stay. It's a created thing, so it's not inherently evil, but there are scary things involved with it. Mm-hmm. Parents have got to have the courage to get involved in the social media lives of their teenagers. And that means having the passwords to all their accounts so you can check up on them just like you would ask where they are on a Friday night with their friends.
Yeah, but Pat, the kid says to you, "You know, Dad, no, that's not happening. Nobody gets their kids' passwords." So what does a parent say? What would you recommend at that point?
This is where really tough conversations come up that usually end with the phrase, "I'm the mom" or "I'm the dad," which I don't want to make light of that.
Which is a non-negotiable.
Exactly, right. And those are hard conversations because it's the same. I have a two young children. One of them's a toddler now. And we went through a process with her a year or so ago where she learned to walk. So she had this newfound freedom. And with that newfound freedom comes a newfound sense of confidence. And that's misguided sometimes. That's the same process that high schoolers are going through too. They've got this newfound freedom that comes with a license and a cell phone and new friends, new experiences. But that confidence can be misguided sometimes. So it's our role as parents to say, you know, I love you. I understand that you want connection with your friends. I want that too, but I need you to be safe. And, you know, I'm here to make sure that you can have fun. You can be a good person. You can hang out with your friends, but you're going to do it in a way that's going to be in your best interest.
Speaking of youth ministry, and if you just tuned in, we're talking with Pat Millay. He's a youth minister out at St. Michael's in Prior Lake. Tell us a little bit about what are the big issues, if you were to categorize the issues that young people are facing today that are troublesome in their life or dangerous in their life. What are the big issues?
You know, I think the core issues haven't changed over the years necessarily. I think the desires of the human heart are consistent. I think every high schooler wants belonging and love and acceptance, and they want a sense of self-worth, but also balanced with humility. I think what's different is the culture that we live in and the way that culture influences our needs. You can just compare TV shows now to what they were even 10, 15 years ago and see that our culture is vastly different and not necessarily for the better. So the issues that our teens are faced with earlier tend to be a little bit bigger. So, you know, year to year, I talk with a ton of high school youth who are struggling with all kinds of self-doubt related issues, mm-hmm. You know, self-harm, suicidal thoughts, kind of self-destructive tendencies.
Cutting,
absolutely. Cutting, drugs, kind of promiscuous sex, things like that. And in every one of those situations, that act is a symptom of something else going on in their lives. So it could be something clinical in terms of depression or anxiety, something like that. A lot of times it's tied up with something involved with their family at home or with their friends, that there's been either a divorce tragically or rejection by a friend, something like that, that's made them doubt their value to the world.
Sure.
And that's tied up in all kinds of aspects of faith and how they see themselves in the eyes of God.
Tell me how parents can assist you in the youth ministry. And the reason I ask that, and the reason I phrase it assist you, is that I think sometimes parents think that the youth minister or youth ministry can undo the knots that have been created at home, mm-hmm. or the knots that have been created, you know, by promiscuous relationships, whatever it might be. And one of the things I've noticed, and I want to get your take on this, and it kind of bothers me at times, is that if you're going to teach, for example, a confirmation program for kids, one of the things I've noticed is that the parents will take the time to sign their kid up because it seems to be the thing to do. It's that time of life. Mm-hmm. And they drop them off at confirmation, but they themselves do not go to church themselves. And what kind of a message does that communicate to young people? So I see you as a youth minister as assisting me in my goal as a chief catechist and the one that's responsible for my family is to form them, but you're helping me do that. Are you finding it frustrating at times to want to see change in the kids' lives, but it's equally difficult to work with parents?
At times, absolutely. And that's a struggle we run into with every level of Catholic education, really. Sure. I know that's a struggle that every Catholic school in the Archdiocese struggles with, that every parish and faith formation struggles with parents who, as you said, they see some value, whatever it might be, in the formation of their children, but they're resistant to conversion themselves, and they're resistant to actually making the discipline of worship on Sundays a part of their lives. And the reason that that's hard for me in a youth ministry context is it really limits what I can do as a minister. One of the struggles of that perspective is it's kind of a consumer view of youth ministry. You know, we take our clothes to the dry cleaner and we want someone else to do that. We take our kids to school, we want someone else to teach them. And a lot of times parents bring their kids to church and they say, all right, I want you to save my kid, basically. Right. I want you to get my kid to heaven. I would love that power, but I don't have that kind of power. Jesus saves our kids, thanks be to God. But the parents, we've seen it practically in day-to-day life, and our church has always said this, our parents are the primary catechists. Our parents are the ones that form faith for better or for worse. So what I do as a minister is only in assistance to what parents do at home. So it can be kind of a hindrance when what we tell the kids on, say, a Wednesday night for confirmation is that Sunday Mass is the most important hour of your week. And then they go home, and maybe they don't hear it explicitly, but they hear implicitly, that's the opposite of what's true. That is not a priority for us at all.
That's a problem, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, there are really success stories, too, because sure. I know at St. Michael and at some other parishes I've worked at, we've run into a good amount of high schoolers who have brought their parents back to the faith now, you know, that they've really embraced it. They've gone home and talked to their mom and dad and said, why aren't we doing this? Like, why isn't this a part of our family? So,
so what I hear you saying is one of the best things that parents can do to give their kids a chance of receiving the faith and keeping the faith is to live the faith themselves, to be a witness, to be a chief catechist. So what they're expecting you to do, in reality, they're the chief.
Mm-hmm.
They're the main one.
What I tell the parents at our info night when we begin our confirmation program every fall is, as important as it is for your child to be here on Wednesday nights to get ready for the sacrament of confirmation, it's more important for you all to be here on Sunday.
Oh, that's good.
And I've told them, and I mean this, if it's, say, a crazy week and they only have an hour to give to church, if they have to make the choice, I would rather them go to Mass on Sunday than come on Wednesday night.
Sure.
Now, really, I want them to do both, right? But
I think we can find 2 hours.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Please, God.
There's got to be an app for that.
Exactly, to shave off another hour.
Hey, we got a big event coming up. October 3rd and 4th. October 3rd, down at the Minneapolis Convention Center, the Catholic Celebrations, all about young adults. And then on Saturday, we have kids. We also have a teen track. And we have Father Stan Fortuna, Father Mike Schmitz. We have Leah Darrow, one of the top models on that America's Top Model show. And now she's a role model. They're going to be joining you for the teen track. Talk to us a little bit about what people can expect that day. And then I'll mention how they can actually sign up and get their teens there.
Absolutely. Well, it's just a day of hope. I mean, the theme for the event is the horizon of hope. We know that Jesus is our hope, and that's something worth celebrating. So that's what the October 4th event for the teens is all about, is a celebration of the hope that we have in Jesus. So it's really going to be a fun, joyful day. If you know anything about Father Mike Schmitz, who we're blessed to have here in the state of Minnesota, you know that he is not a boring guy, and no, he is not He's not a kind of sad, forlorn kind of guy. He's going to bring a lot of joy to what he does. And he brings a lot of joy to his priesthood, frankly. So he'll bring that to the session on the 4th. Father Stan is no different. He's been doing youth ministry with music and storytelling and humor for decades. So he'll come out from New York and share some of his experience and faith with especially our young men, but with the group in general. And then, as you mentioned, Leah is just a phenomenal witness to what it means to be a Catholic woman nowadays, to what real beauty is and how beauty can be kind of a sign to the world of what our faith is all about. So it's an amazing day. It's going to be all kinds of fun. It's going to be a great chance to meet other Catholic high schoolers and really celebrate the faith that we don't always get a chance to.
And I just want to encourage people to go to rediscover-faith.org and sign up. I mean, look, this is an opportunity. It's a great opportunity to expose your teens to some of the best teachers in the country, along here with Pat Millay, who is one of the great youth ministers in the Twin Cities. And it's one day investment, and you never know what that one day may produce in their life. Something might be said. They may experience something that will revisit them for years, and it may have a major change on their life. So get your kids there, get your neighbor kids there, buy tickets and buy them often and hand them out. That's going to be on October 4th. It's our great big Catholic celebration, Minneapolis Convention Center, from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Well, Pat, it's been good talking to you, and best of luck in all that you're doing, blessings in your ministry. We look forward to seeing you out there October 4th. And we'll continue to pray for you. You got quite a job today, and we appreciate that.
I appreciate that. Yep, I'll appreciate the prayers, and we'll pray for you as well.
You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We'll be right back after this. Rediscover.
Hi, I'm Paul Archambault from Stinson Electric. You're a facility manager or business owner with electrical or lighting needs, we can help. Have you heard the buzz lately about energy-efficient lighting? Do you wonder if it makes sense for your facility? You may not know who you should call or who you can trust. Energy-efficient lighting installations are usually eligible for utility rebates that defray part of your initial investment. Often these projects pay for themselves in as little as 1 year. You gain the added benefit of better quality lighting, less maintenance, and energy efficiency. We have designed and installed lighting upgrades for churches, schools, and commercial buildings for customers just like you who are often astonished with the results. We also install and service outdoor lighting on buildings and in parking lots to enhance safety and security. Call Stinson Electric, 612-424-7382.
Welcome back, my friend, to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, and joining me is Crystal Crocker, who is the chair for this year's celebration event. Pat Millay, what a gift to the church, huh?
Oh, he's awesome. I'm very impressed with him, and I just have to repeat that, you know, if you have teens, it's tough. I have 4 children, and last year our youngest was 13, and we said, we're going to go to the celebration. He's like, no, I don't want to go. Yeah. And so if you get pushback from your teens, you know, just say, this is so important to our family, please go. And our son said, I'll give you an hour. My husband and I looked at each other like, okay, we'll take that and see what happens. But I'm telling you, after the hour, he was captivated. He was looking for that papal flag to follow the 7th through 10th grade out of the up to their special place that they had sessions with Jason Everett last year. And he came back beaming. He said, we're not leaving. We're not leaving until it's done. And Pat this year is doing another great sessions with the kids, both morning session and afternoon session. In the morning, he has Father Michael Schmitz. You know, you just love Father Michael Schmitz. So we're so blessed to have him come and spend that time with the kids. And then in the afternoon, we are blessed again. The girls will just be amazed. And, of course, the boys will definitely take a second look at Leah Darrell, who is America's, she was on America's Next Top Model. And she will captivate the girls in talking about modesty and modest living. And yep. Then the boys will be in a breakout session with Father Stan Fortuna, who has a wonderful, unique way with the youth.
He does. He does. I've known him for years. Yeah. It's going to be at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Some people are saying, well, that means I got to go downtown. Is it difficult to go down there? What about the parking? And what about buses? And yeah. what are churches yeah. doing to get their people down there?
Oh, yeah. Well, parishes have gotten information on the buses, and most of the parishes are making buses available. And if they don't, then go and volunteer and say, hey, I want to, you know, go on the website. We have every bus company listed. You just call them up, and it takes about 50 of your friends to fill a bus. The convention center is amazing because there's so much room. The buses can all line up, easy access, in and out. And, get 50 of your friends and come down. There is parking and available at the convention center as well. But the space is beautiful. There's going to be wonderful exhibitors, vendors in the exhibit hall. We're chock full of wonderful opportunities to take advantage of, you know, Catholic bookstores and Catholic rosaries and all things Catholic. So that will be a great opportunity to get together. But I also wanted to say, too, that we're saying it's October 3rd and 4th. And what's going on October 3rd is an evening that's been carved out for the young adults.
Young adults. What would a young adult be as far as age?
I'm told it's defined as 18 to 39.
I just missed it again.
Yes, you did. And so we're really stressing to keep it just for them and that age group. And it's a lovely evening. The doors open at 5 o'clock. It's in the ballroom of the convention center. And we have a wonderful lineup of speakers. Jeff, you're going to kick it off at 6:30, and Archbishop will do a warm welcome. And then we have Leah Darrell will be stopping in to speak. Bishop Cousins is going to address the young adults. We have Marie Miller, who's a breakout music star.
I'll tell you what, if you have not heard Marie Miller, yeah. She is a breakout star in Nashville. She's going to be not only on Friday night, but Saturday too.
Correct.
Who else on Friday?
Yeah, Friday. Then we have Father Dave Dwyer, who is from Busted Halo.
Very popular yep. among young adults.
And Curtis Martin with Focus, and he's just dynamic in the way he, you know, speaks, and he's got such a wonderful ministry that is just a wave across this country and on college campuses. And then you're going to end it with some Q&A, and then music from 10 to 11 with Marie Miller. There will be a bookstore there, so opportunities to get in connected in the young adult network, all things with the young adults. So that's Friday. It's doors open at 5 and it ends at 11 o'clock. And then on Saturday, of course, we have that new start time at 8 a.m., and we have wonderful speakers. The speakers that address the young adults on Friday night will be coming on Saturday. The young, the Archbishop Coakley is the first plenary session speaker.
He's from Oklahoma City.
Correct. And he's going to be talking about prayer and hope. And then we have our first breakout sessions. This is new this year, to have special breakout sessions. So there'll be an hour where you're hearing Archbishop Coakley, and then in the morning you'll get to choose either the Latino community can hear Bishop Cousins, and who wouldn't want to miss Bishop Cousins? Father Dave Dwyer again, Curtis Martin, and Leah Darrell will be the choices in the morning. And then in the afternoon, you'll come back and hear, everyone will be together to hear Scott Hahn.
Oh, what a great Bible scholar. If you haven't heard Scott Hahn speak, this guy speaks with such authority and the deep knowledge. It's a treat just to listen to him.
Yes, he's amazing. And we're so blessed that he could come and fit in his schedule. He's a busy guy. And then we have in the afternoon the breakout sessions. And again, this is uniquely different mm-hmm. as well, because we have the Latino breakout. Santiago Fernandez will be...
He's a singer. And a great speaker.
Yes, he's got a good message. And then we have a men's breakout specific for men. We have a women's breakout specific for women. And we have a grandparents breakout.
We do. So, let me say something about those, because this is unique. We do have a men's breakout. We have a women's breakout and a grandparents. In the women's breakout and the women's breakout, they're going to actually going to be, you know, really encouraging people and inspiring them. But they're also going to be announcing, both men and women, some very exciting initiatives for 2015 that we want people to get involved in. And just yesterday, I got together with Judy Cousins. She's good at raising bishops.
Yes,
you know?
We all want to hear about
and,
that.
Yeah, we talked about, we're going to share a talk on grandparenting, supernatural grandparenting. We were putting this together the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, she has got some of the best suggestions on how you as a grandparent, not you, Kristen,
not
but
one
you
yet.
Listening as a grandparent can have a dynamic impact on your grandchildren. And so I've learned a lot from her. That is going to be a great, can you imagine a conference where there's a whole breakout just for grandparents? So if you're an adult, you got to make up your mind. You want to go to the women's breakout, the men's breakout, or grandparents breakout? But it's going to be very, very good. Real quickly, you know, my wife and I were talking, Emily and I were talking about the past history of the Archdiocese having Eucharistic congresses and major get-togethers. Do you know that years ago, they had major Eucharistic congresses and get-togethers where there was 30, 40,000 people?
Yes, you mentioned that. And they
came together?
They go to the state fair grounds? Or
I think one of them was at the state
fair. With that large of a crowd, yeah.
Yeah, and in today's with social communications and everybody's got a car and air conditioning, look, there's no excuse.
Yeah.
We got 12,500 seats available.
Correct.
And I just want to, I really want to rally you today. Once again, if this Sunday, if you don't hear about this at your church, talk to your pastor. And then the next week, you can have some sign-up material there. And I'm going to give you a phone number to call if you don't hear about it. And if you have any questions about how you can get, you know, buses going or how you can get involved in this, we still need some volunteers. Call 651-291-4411.
And if you want more information, you can go on the website, which is rediscover-faith.org. That's rediscover-faith.org. And if you want to register, excuse me, you can go to rediscover@archspm.org or call that phone number, 651-291-4411. You just don't want to miss this celebration.
We also have a phenomenal app that we're going to be introducing there. Lighthouse Media is going to be recording all of it, and the people that attend can download this app and actually purchase the talks right on location.
Right on the spot.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
There's also surprises. We didn't even mention some of the wonderful surprises, but there's so many great surprises. And in addition, if you attend, you will have the opportunity to purchase a one-of-a-kind T-shirt.
Oh, you know what? The T-shirt's worth the entry in itself.
Yes.
On the front, can I tell them what it says?
Oh, if you want to release that secret, everybody's going to have to keep the secret.
Okay, well, the front of the shirt says, Bet on Hope. We bet on hope, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the theme, Horizon of Hope. That's a quote from St. Francis, Bet on Hope. And on the back,
Pope Francis.
What did I say?
You said saint. You made him a saint. He will be.
He's in my front yard as a statue. That's the saint. But on the back, it says, do we bet on hope? But I'm not going to tell you the answer.
Well, Minnesotans would answer it a special way.
Yeah, they would. We'll just see.
Yeah.
You got to get your T-shirt.
Yes, you do.
Buy many, give them away.
But you can only get it at the celebration on October 4th. So it's October 3rd for young adults and October 5th starting at 8 a.m. And then ending with anticipatory mass at 4 o'clock. And you'll be out the door by 5:30.
Are we excited?
We are very excited.
I guess we are.
We are.
We are. Thank you so much, Crystal. I want to thank you for
joining me
today and as my co-host. And Paul, we've got an awful lot going on the events calendar coming
Indeed.
Up. Indeed. So we've for example, the annual Mass for Persons with Disabilities is coming up Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. in St. Mary's Chapel at the St. Paul Seminary. The special Mass, hosted by the seminarians of the St. Paul Seminary, begins at 2:30 p.m. with a sing-along. Bishop Lee Pichet will celebrate Mass and confer the Sacrament of Confirmation. All are invited and welcome. For more information, please call Deacon Sean and Joan Curtin at 651-291-4543. That's 651-291-4543.
Here in the Twin Cities, we have a special connection to persecuted Christians in the Middle East through our Maronite brothers and sisters. And next weekend, the Maronite Patriarch, who reports directly to Pope Francis, is coming to the Twin Cities from Lebanon. He'll celebrate the Divine Liturgy at our two Maronite Catholic churches, Holy Family Church in Mendota Heights, on Saturday, September 13th at 4 p.m. That's at 1960 Lexington Avenue South. And on Sunday, September 14th, 10:15 a.m. at St. Maron Church, 602 University Avenue Northeast in Minneapolis. Also, make a note on your calendar for St. Maron's annual Touch of Lebanon Festival, Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th. For more information about those events, go to stmaron.com. That's stmaron.com.
And all you in the Robbinsdale area looking for some fun? This weekend, September 6th and 7th, Sacred Heart Church in Robbinsdale will host its annual Fun Fest, featuring live music, a great silent auction, and on Sunday, a delicious chicken dinner. So go to their website. It's a long name, sacredheartrobbinsdale.org. Again, that's sacredheartrobbinsdale.org.
Come to the 30th anniversary Corn Fest at St. Jude of the Lake on Saturday, September 6th, and that's from 3 to 10 p.m. Hot air balloon rides, sweet corn ice cream. I've never had that before. That sounds interesting. A teen zone and the super raffle. Go to stjudeofthelake.org. That's stjudeofthelake.org.
And tickets are on sale for the Jeweler's Shop at Open Window Theater, located a few blocks from the Basilica of St. Mary. Leading with Faith Award winner Jeremy Stanberry is the director of this inspiring play written by St. John Paul II. It opens September 26th and runs through October 26th. For dates, group discounts, and more information, go to openwindowtheater.org. That's openwindowtheater.org.
And what is up next week on the Rediscover Hour?
Next week on the Rediscover Hour, we're going to focus on men. A couple weeks ago, we focused on women, but next week, we're going to focus on men. We're going to be talking with Father Bear, who is actually the chaplain for the Archdiocese for the Men's Ministry. We're also going to talk to Matthew Kristoff, and we'll have a great conversation with Steve Wood. That's next on the Rediscover Hour.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330, and is presented by your trusted electrical advisor, Stinson Electric, serving commercial, institutional, and facility managers in our area. You can find show archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.